It's really about enabling digital signature and going paperless, right? So you know, you imagine the military organizations as a whole have many, I don't want to say thousands of forms, but many forms that you could digitize, and you can now move around on the network. Given you have sort of a workflow mechanism, you can move them around and have them signed digitally with your PKI certificates on your common access card. So I think that this provides the top cover and the impetus to take business processes from paper-based to electronic-based. And now the records aspect, the storage aspect, the aspects of the business process change and hopefully accelerate.
So is it going to be a mandate that everything must become?
No, it's not. It's a policy about how you do it. It's not a mandate, but it enables someone who's thinking about it. And the mandates come separately. Those are more like orders and direction, because we don't want a mandate to go spend a whole lot of money. You would prioritize what processes you might actually electronify, if you will, first, right, which have higher payoff than others.
And is this something you guys have been, obviously you said you've been working on this policy for some time, but has there been a push from, you know, your customers, the program manager saying, we want to do this? Or is this something that you said, oh, well, our CAT cards are being used in such a way, logical access, that we have the capability to do this, so why not give people the ability to do this?
It's all of the above. We now have a customer base who understand cryptographic logon, signing and encrypting emails from their desktops, and some of the front runners, early adopters, have gone out and digitized processes. I sign privacy impact assessments of systems electronically. You know, I get a form via email, I open it up, I sign it digitally, and then I move it on electronically. I never print the document anymore, and these things are 30, 40 pages long. So it's very powerful that I'm A, being a little bit economical with my killing of trees and paper, and B, you know, now I know nobody's tampered with the document. There's a whole lot of benefits to speeding up approvals of things, if you will, and autographs on things. So it's been very helpful. And I think there's a convergence of the need, the capability, right? So the technology's been out there, and now the people's ability to do it.
Are you using the example from someone else within DOD? Are you guys one of the first military services or DOD agencies to make this process a policy around it?
If I had to look in Army and Air Force, I would probably see many of the similar things. So I don't know if we're late to the game with this policy or first out of the box. I just know this will provide enablement for our process owners, because remember, this is about the business. The process owners have to look at this and say, hey, now there's nothing holding me up. If I want to actually streamline the process, do a Lean Six Sigma analysis of my process, where does it intersect a system, the IT network, and how could I make those steps faster by authorizing digital signature? So I just think it becomes a catalyst, not so much a mandate, but a catalyst.
So I think it's fascinating, because I think it's somewhere where I think the government more generally wants to go.
Correct.
Because of HSPD 12, because of, for your guys in the DOD, the CAT cards, and once you start using that for logical access, there's so many other things that can happen.
Exactly. Now, because we're large, it takes time. You know, you actually have to have a comfort factor with your workforce to do this. You know, you don't want to have 10 or 20 people that know how to do this, and, you know, hundreds of thousands that don't. So I think now our comfort level with this technology is at the right level. I think our technology is at the right level, you know, and as we introduce the SHA-256 algorithms to PKI after the first of the year, we'll start producing common access cards with a different PKI algorithm on them. You know, that will provide a little bit of a hiccup, but it will also provide a greater level of security associated with the digital signatures and signing and encrypting things.